You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Multiple parents attended the Wisconsin Rapids School Board meeting on Monday to bring up their concerns about the bullying taking place at both Lincoln High School and also at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School.
Our kids are clearly not being protected the way that they should be against repeat bullies, and our parents are not getting full communication from the school.
Parents also voiced concerns about policies in Skyward, which is the student information software. There have been multiple instances when something happens with a student and both parents aren't notified, even when they have joint custody. Another parent suggested having a school safety specialist, a hired position, be on the police liaison. She also asked that the punishment be more than just a suspension.
We want them to think about what they're doing before they do it. So no sports, no dances. We're, cutting everything off, making it feasible for them to really think about what they're doing before they do it.
During later discussion, school board member Julie Tim asked if a committee could be put together on the topic of bullying. She brought up the fact that the board unanimously approved the district's strategic framework and stated,
"With our number two goal being each student is the first consideration, we believe in a safe, caring, and respectful learning environment, and I want to make sure we're doing everything we can and communicate that to people."
Superintendent Ron Rasmussen said they can provide an update to the school board next month.
Just at Rams last Monday night for their behavior meeting, 93% of kids at Rams have no discipline referrals.
Rasmussen said they can provide the board background information with their policies and updates. The board further discussed putting out more information to parents and encouraging parents and students to come forward with issues. They also talked about educating parents on Skyward and how to be sure both parents are notified in the instance of a situation with their child. Life-saving research in Madison into finding cures for cancer and Alzheimer's may be thwarted under a new policy from the Trump administration. The National Institutes of Health provide the most public research funding in the world. New leaders at the NIH announced they'll be cutting reimbursement rates down to 15% for indirect costs, which are things like facilities, equipment, and administrative needs. According to the State Journal, UW-Madison has a 53% reimbursement rate. Leaders at the university say this will, quote, significantly disrupt vital research activity and delay life-saving discoveries and cures related to cancer, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, and much more, end quote. And UW-Madison isn't the only institution impacted here. These cuts will also hurt the efforts of UW-Milwaukee, Marquette, the Medical College of Wisconsin, and Marshfield Clinic Research Institute. Senator Tammy Baldwin says people won't get treatments they need, workers may be laid off, and quote, we will be further away from finding the cures to diseases that plague all of our families. She is on the subcommittee of Labor, Health, and Human Services and writes the bills which fund the National Institutes of Health. She says that bill explicitly bans the NIH from cuts like this. Win the ultimate fan experience to the upcoming NFL draft in Green Bay. Lisa Hale has details.
Discover Green Bay has put together a sweepstakes that will give one lucky winner and up to three of their guests the 2025 Draft Ultimate Fan Experience. It includes two nights at Oneida Casino Hotel, hospitality passes, airfare, and a $500 Visa gift card. Sign up at greenbay.com or search Draft 25 Sweepstakes.
Tickets are on sale now for Disney's The Little Mermaid, presented by the Wisconsin Rapids Children's Theater. Performances will be March 14th through the 16th at the Performing Arts Center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Even though the game was a big fat dud, Super Bowl 59 drew 126 million viewers in the U.S., making it the most watched Super Bowl ever. This year's game drew 2% more viewers than last year's, which was the most watched game at the time. Super Bowl 59 also saw an all-time high when it came to streaming viewers, with 14 million thanks mostly to people using Tubi. Here's a recommendation if you're looking for a good suspense film. The film September 5 is about how ABC Sports was thrust into a situation where they were forced to cover the 1972 Munich Olympic Village hostage situation involving Israeli athletes. The movie has a very realistic look, making you feel like you're in the 70s, and great performances from a really solid cast. September 5 is only an hour and a half long and flies by thanks to great newsroom drama. It is available to stream on Fandango. Here's a comedy to look forward to, starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. Liam Neeson was supposed to be stepping back from action movies, but apparently the genre is too embedded in his DNA. The Irish actor just started filming The Mongoose, where he plays Fang Flanagan, a war hero being accused of crimes he supposedly did not commit. To add a little more macho to the fire is a character named Tanker, played by Ving Rhames. Michael Chiklis plays the bad guy and head of the Texas Highway Patrol, who chases Neeson literally throughout the film. Don't give up on action movies, Liam. Very few people can do them at your age. Sticking with action heroes, actor Jason Statham has a new film in the works called Black Bear. That might be a working title. There's not a whole lot of information about the plot, but I'm guessing there's a chase and probably some unexpected gunfire. Now that's sarcasm. Statham plays a man who gets pulled into his violent past and probably messes a few people up. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some light snow on the way today through tonight, around 2, maybe 3 inches by the time everything winds down late tonight. Our high today, 15, the wind north at 5 to 10. Tonight down to 0. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high near 12. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.